1. You get anything?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
This is the glossary update session in Libertadores C, Tuesday, November 19th at 10:15 a.m. This is the glossary update session in Libertadores C on Tuesday, November 19th at 10:15 a.m.
You good?
there. We have...
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nora Abusetta. I'm VP of Public Responsibility Programs at ICANN. Thank you for those who are participating remotely and for those who are here. This session is a working session, which follows up on a project that we started about 6 months ago. I thought it would be worthwhile to start the session with just a couple of comments on language services. If we can move on the slides. I don't know who has the control of the slides. So the main goal of language services is to help inform as many people as possible. The focus is not just a linguistic focus, it's also a cultural focus, it's also a perspective focus. So how can we reach as many people as possible in their own languages to ensure that should they choose to participate, they can participate in an informed manner? And for an organization like ICANN, where the bottom-up process is very important, reaching people in their own language is critical. We started the Glossaries project in an interesting way. We had a couple of complaints from community members that they felt the terminology that we used in language services did not reflect the way terms are used in their own countries or in their own industries. So the complaints were not really about the quality of the language itself, but about preferential usage of certain terms. So we actually saw that as an opportunity to review all the glossaries used by language services in ICANN and to start a project with the community where every language expert would be responsible to review all the glossaries with the help of community volunteers. And many thanks to all of those who volunteered from the community. Now, Christina, if you can please introduce the language experts and talk a little bit about what the responsibilities are before we move on to the actual terms.
Hello. For the transcript, my name is Christina Rodriguez, and I am the manager of the ICANN Language Services Department. We have today, very happily, a fabulous group of language experts who work in the and lead the different languages within the department. We have Jessie Doherty. She is the Chinese language expert and head interpreter for ICANN. Maya Smundak, she leads the Russian language experts. Sabrina Mosquera, she is our Spanish language expert and head interpreter. And Mario Villardo is our French language expert and head interpreter. We also have in the panel Sosan Aldawoodi, who is one of our interpreters for the Arabic English language pair. And she's been working with us on the glossary and helping us on everything related to terminology in that language. What they do actually, they've been with ICANN, most of them been with ICANN quite a while, so they are very familiar with terminology, with acronyms, you know, with the jargon and the issues and subject matter within ICANN. And it was a great idea since, you know, interpreters are in most cases translators or language experts who became also interpreters. We thought a great opportunity on bringing them on board so they could use the knowledge they acquire as interpreters already, and help us, you know, and work as a language expert for the department. Their duties or their responsibilities within the department relate to glossaries, of course, and establishing, certain terminology and ensuring that we will be that there will be consistency when we translate documents. They will also be looking and working on the quality assurance process for translations, so that we make sure that, you know, all translations are more or less the same in regards to consistency, in regards to terminology, and so on. At the same time, they lead the team as head interpreters in anything that is related, of course, to terminology, translation, and everything related to the language that they own. They distribute and share with their colleagues or the person that they are the leaders for in the interpreters' teams. They will be also working very closely with the community in trying to find consensus when it comes to terminology so that we can make sure that we provide or that we are using terms, you know, and translations that the community and the people they are listening to and using are comfortable with and are familiar with. Translation is not only that, as Nora said before, it has to do with culture, and sometimes we just need to localize and not translate to make sure that we are able to provide or to reflect the same message for the other communities or community members from other countries. So with that said.
So going back to the project itself, this project was handled in several phases. The first phase, obviously, was to look at what we had and invite the community to participate. The next phase after this working session will be to publish the draft of the glossaries, and basically we look forward to everybody's comments. We've created an email address for the glossary, so it's glossaries@icann.org. So anybody from the community that wants to give input on the usage of certain terms is more than welcome to reach out to us. And we're hoping that the glossaries will be published by the end of next week. So let's start with Spanish.
Buenos días para los registros.
Good morning. For the records, my name is Sabrina Mosquera. I am the Spanish expert and in the ICANN language department. We will start presenting the terms that are to be debated after the review of the glossaries. Some of the modifications that have been proposed by the members of the communities are already incorporated into the glossary, and now we want to debate these terms that we see on the screen. First of all, there is a proposal regarding the term dominio de alto nivel or domain and top level domain. This was a proposal that was proposed with one of the members of the review team. When it comes to this term, we believe that there is no lack of understanding, or there is no problem in terms of understanding the terminology. And within the ICANN terminology, the term top-level domain or dominio de alto nivel is used in the new GTLD program launched by ICANN, which is a very important program. This is a term appearing on the applicant guide for the top-level domain applicant. So we believe we are going to use the term dominio de alto nivel so as not to generate confusion among the users, taking into account the importance of the program. Then we have the term in English, phishing. This is a very technical term. For a long time, the translation being used by the community and by different members of the Spanish-speaking community was suplantación de identidad. Regarding this, we know that the phishing term, as well as spoofing and many other very specific terms, refer to technical and specific issues on the internet, generate confusion. Therefore, the proposal presented by our review team is accepted, and we will leave these terms in English and in italics. because they are well known by the community, the internet community in English. So phishing will be left in English and in italics. And finally, we have representational state transfer, RESTful in English. Our translation is Transferencia de Estado Representativo. Transferencia de Estado Representacional was proposed. Both translations are being used. However, given the fact that representacional in Spanish is not a term being used in the Real Academia Española, and given the fact that Transferencia de Estado Representativo is understood as it is by the technical community, we have decided to keep this version, Transferencia de Estado Representativo. These are the terms that were to be debated with the community in terms of the Spanish glossary. The rest of the suggestions were very welcome and accepted, and we thank you for your participation.
Thank you, Sabrina. I don't know. I think we should have a discussion of the terms after every language instead of leaving it all till the very end. So does anyone here have any comments about these terms? And maybe or maybe any of the remote participants have any comments? Okay, great. So we can move on to the next language. Which one are we doing next? French.
Bonjour. Bonjour à tous ceux qui.
Good morning to all of you who might be listening on the internet remotely. Let's wait until we can get headsets for everybody.
Bonjour. Donc,
good morning. So I'm going to speak about the review that was done, the revision of the glossary in French. We did receive some comments from many volunteers that helped us out, and those comments were very well received because they are coming from ICANN members who are real experts in their area, and I did sum up in my slide the few comments that we did receive. We have an acronym of the GNSO, CCNSO, and the comment was that the article in front of the acronym, the suggestion was that for in the community we say the GNSO, and this is the way we do translate at ICANN. Since it is an acronym and an organization, we do think that the correct way of doing it is to apply the rule with acronyms, which is that we're going to take the first term, the first word of the acronym, and take its gender and apply the gender to the article, la or le. this is the term which is used in the community, and we do think that in our case, we are linguists, we have to apply the rules of our language. We're going to keep using la GNSO. Another remark regarding the ICANN, the term ICANN. ICANN is an acronym. In the community and in other organizations, we have a tendency to say ICANN just like the name of a company, just like you could say Siemens or you could say Nokia. This is not the case. This is an acronym. This is not the name of a company. Once again, let's apply the rules for acronyms in our language. That's why we say LICAN instead of ICANN, without an article. I wanted to let you know why we do use those articles. The third point was etiquette versus label. This is used for domain names, and in that case, we can use the name in English, label, the different pronunciations. In some translations, we do use etiquette, but we would like to have more comments from the community regarding the use of etiquette versus label, more comments coming from our experts. We have chaîne versus term when we talk about a string, for instance, string contention, string similarity, the issues with the different strings. We have translated it with chaîne de caractère. Strings translated with chaîne de caractère. We have been suggested to use terme. It would be clearer in French to use similarity of term to translate the French translation. Fifth point, engagement center. You know that ICANN is becoming more and more internationalized and is opening some engagement centers to have more participation. And the issue that we do have is with the term engagement. What does it mean? Two definitions: to get involved in something or to participate. There is a nuance there. And our choice was to talk more about participation. But we need more comments regarding those terms. And lastly, registrant in English, we have used it as it is in English. We used to say registrant, that's the French pronunciation, but we've been asked to change this into titulaire de nom de domaine. It's clearer, and this is what is used in the industry. So we're not going to use registrant in French anymore, and instead we're going to use titulaire de nom de domaine. I wanted to thank all the experts that did work on that, because that was very much appreciated. Thank you very much.
We have a comment. This is Lynn Lipinski, Remote Participation Manager, and we have a comment from Soon, who is participating via Adobe Connect, that they're thinking, the comment is that the brand abbreviation ICANN should be maintained across all languages and not done, and I believe you mean, and not done differently in French. Can you address that, why that choice was made?
I would say that ICANN is not a brand. If I understood well, he's talking about ICANN brand, but ICANN is not a brand. It's an acronym. Yes. Using the article. That's what we said, that we have to use the article. Just be ICANN, yes. Okay. Well, as it is an acronym, we think that we should apply the rule that says that acronyms in French are take an article before.
This is Nora Abusita. Like many terms that are very ICANN-specific also, our job as language experts is to normalize certain approaches to translation or interpreting. There's many terms that actually come out of sessions like this or more technical sessions, and we familiarize people with them, and so I think the more we use LICAN, for example, the more people will be comfortable with things like that. I actually had two comments about the French. One is a general comment about the engagement center, and specifically the word engagement, which has proved problematic, not just for French, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I belong, for example, to a department called Global Stakeholder Engagement. And every time we tried to translate our business cards, we ran into problems because, you know, you can't say engagement, participation doesn't quite get it. So we always look for community suggestions on what they see these engagement centers are, rather than literally translating the word engagement. So we definitely invite everybody to give us suggestions about the word engagement. The second question to you I have is the following. Now, we know with French in particular, some countries don't have a problem with using English terms in French, and others are more conservative about maintaining the French itself. So, you know, you can think of Canadian French versus French French. How do you feel ICANN, what direction is ICANN in? Would we rather use English terms for terms that are not very familiar in the French language, or are we trying to find French equivalents? So are we more open-minded about using English terms in French, or are we trying to find French equivalents and normalizing them?
That's the whole point in French. Honestly, because on one side we've got what it's used in the community, and as there are many, many new terms, these terms have not yet been translated into French, and even French people tend to use the English words. So it's really a choice we will have to make about that. Some of the terms have been already translated. It's the case for bureau d'enregistrement, registrar, which is used in English, but it is also used in French, bureau d'enregistrement. So it's a very, very interesting point, and I think the input from the community will be very important at this stage.
Any more comments about French? No?
Well, I think I answered this correctly for Soon, but they had written in that they understand it, ICANN as an acronym, but their belief was that the acronym should not change over other languages. But I think you understood that point, but that they just want to clarify.
Okay, so we move on to the next language, please. Who's...
Добрый день. Спасибо большое за внимание. Прежде всего, я бы хотела поблагодарить. Hello. Hello. Thank you very much for coming. First of all, I would like to thank my community participants for their involvement in the project. I have had three people help me. That was Cyranush Vardanyan, Michael Yakushev, and Alexander Sharikov. They're very helpful with glossary and some of the explanations that help define the terms. So, yes, it will be. So, right. Yeah, I think we'll do the rest of this in Russian, and so we will stop interpretation for Russian for now. Thank you. Да, значит, число панг я здесь перечислила самые, наверное, проблематичные слова. Значит, ну, вы видите, что я пишу английское слово, потом два варианта русского. В некоторых случаях три варианта. Во-первых, process. Пока что в документах ICANN использовалось слово процесс, но мне кажется, что оно звучит как калька с английского языка. И по сути это или процедура, наверное, или порядок действий. Вот. Мне кажется, что, наверное, процедура даже лучше, чем порядок действий. Далее, слово meeting, естественно, ну, это очень простое слово, просто нужно договориться, что мы используем собрание или совещание, так как это синонимы, нужно просто, чтобы все одинаковое слово использовали. Вот. И пока что используется, я использовала собрание, мы используем собрание, но если какие-то возражения есть принципиальные, мы, естественно, их примем во внимание. Следующий термин – DNS Root Name Server System. Я видела использование как термина «система корневых серверов имен DNS», так и просто «система корневых имен DNS без серверов имен». Это короче. И частотность выше термина «система корневых имен DNS». Так что, видимо… Опять же, мы посмотрим, какие мы получим комментарии от общественности. То же самое касается и слова applicant. Это более, наверное, мне кажется, что это вопрос предпочтения, но, опять же, это нужно будет решить. Пока что по public comments мы всегда использовали комментарии общественности. В общем, возможно, термин длинный, но, по-моему, он отражает суть дела. Вопрос registry operator. Тут я подняла этот вопрос, потому что я знаю, что вообще, в принципе, registry – это регистратура, но и слово реестр используется только для описания базы данных, в которой содержится информация. Поэтому хотелось бы понять, можно ли говорить, если упоминается оператор, это оператор реестра, то есть оператор базы данных, или, тем не менее, это оператор регистратуры, как ну, образование или организация. А далее у нас были вопросы, касающиеся произношения организации, произносить ли ее как ICANN или ICANN. Это на самом деле касается и, в принципе, аббревиатур различных организаций в пределах ICANN, например, GNSO. Мы название аббревиатуры не переводим, а оставляем по-английски. Но вопрос касается произношения. Мы его произносим на русский манер или на или сохраняя английское произношение. То есть произносим GNSO или GNSO, или, например, ATRT или ATRT. Мне кажется, что просто нужно будет принять решение, чтобы оно всех более-менее удовлетворяло и, соответственно, далее действовать. А следующий термин, он, в принципе, касается как первого термина, так и самого термина, перечисленного здесь в списке. Это Policy Development Process. Мне кажется, что, возможно, следует переводить... Пока что переводилось как разработка политики, но, возможно, оно все-таки определение политики или даже... слово «политика» заменить на слово «стратегия». Вот. Следующий термин «request for proposal», «request for comments». Тут, наверное, тоже вопрос скорее предпочтения, потому что существуют оба варианта используются. То есть, опять же, надо будет решить запрос на предложение или запрос предложений или комментариев. И, наконец, variant TLD. Конечно, все знают, что это значит. И, опять же, значит, тут два варианта. Или вариантные TLD, или вариации TLD. Возможно, вариации TLD лучше, но, опять же, я бы хотела услышать комментарии общественности. Спасибо большое.
Thank you. Also, this is Nora again. Quick comment about a couple of things. So the pronunciation of ICANN is interesting because I think, I'm not sure if the French also has the same issue. If I've heard it said ICANN or ICANN as well. But I'm just intrigued. Do they say iPhone or iPhone?
They say iPhone. iPhone.
Okay. Just.
Yes.
So I think this is another term that we can familiarize people with in the way we use it, and the more we use it in our interpreting booths, the more people become familiar with a certain pronunciation.
True.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm sorry. This is Jessie Darty, the Chinese language expert, and before I start, I would like to thank my community participants who really helped my development of the entire glossary and gave me a lot of useful comments and explanation, technical explanation to me, which is really, really helpful. I would like to point out Dr. Hong Xue from Beijing Normal University, and she's just wonderful when we were trying to figure out the glossary. So as for the Chinese glossary, I have several points to make. First of all, because in Chinese we do not use Latin scripts, this way it will actually help us because we don't have the acronym issue because we use different scripts. This way we will keep all the acronyms of ICANN, and as we know, ICANN has more than 200 acronyms, so that's actually a great part for Chinese because we don't need to worry about that. We just keep that in English, in the acronym form. And the second part is that before the formal development of the entire language service team, ICANN used to send out all the documents for ICANN to different kind of vendors. So for different kind of vendors in America, they will come up with terms in their own way, sometimes several terms to a specific English term in ICANN. So that's the that means there are already a lot of versions for some terms, such as a registry, stakeholder. There are already several terms, but also because in China, Chinese authorities such as CNEC, they would use ICANN's English documents and translate them into their own version. This causes another problem that we have several terms to a specific English term in China too. So that just gives a question. Now, when we are determining which term to use, what to use? To use the term from ICANN translation or to use the term from the Chinese authorities? So that's a problem. Another point is that in ICANN, there are several terms which are really, really hard to translate, or we can actually say they're not translatable because we do not have the equivalents in Chinese, such as at large and engagement, things like that. And the fourth point would be that because internet is in changing so rapidly that there are a lot of new terms coming out that we actually did not or have not created a proper translation for the community. Now that all the community members are looking at us, the Chinese, the ICANN language team, to develop a version of translation. So that is a kind of a big burden to all of us. We need to really come up with a proper term for the new terms, such as thick and thin huis. We have no idea what that means, really. And another thing would be adjacency attestation, which is also a huis term that is very, very difficult to translate. So that said, I would like to switch to Chinese, and our interpreters can stop working now. Okay. 好的，我们现在来看一下，就是这个具体的一些具有争议的中文的这个翻译。那第一个呢，就是 stakeholder。 stakeholder 的翻译呢，在中文中有好几种。那包括利益相关方、利益攸关方和利益攸关方。其实呢，这主要还是就是在用词方面，哪个会比较好一点？那暂时我们和社群的专家讨论的话，就是我们现在用的是利益相关方这个词。但是我觉得这个还是可以继续商榷的。那第二个词呢，就是 sunrise。 那 sunrise， 在中文的话是有几种翻译的那种情况。那第一个呢，就是可能是朝阳计划，我们经常翻的就是 sunrise 是一个朝阳的这样一个计划，但是它是一种直译，它并没有把这个 sunrise 具体的这个流程的背后的含义指出来。那第二种呢，就是 优先注册阶段，那优先注册阶段呢，就实际上是把那个 sunrise 这整个计划的背后的意思说出来了，所以大家都一看就知道是什么意思。第三个呢，就是中国网络信息中心采用了一个说法叫日升期，它也是一种直译，可能就是跟朝阳计划有一点点区别。所以我们现在采取的可能就是暂时使用一个翻译方法呢。 那就是优先注册阶段，这是我们和社群进行讨论之后，大家都觉得这个可能会比较容易理解。第三个呢，就是 who is， 它是有好几种方法，它的主要意思呢就是域名注册查询数据库。那么我们在中文的话，可能更多的倾向于就是保留 who is 这样一个缩写的形式。 第四个呢，就是 engagement center。我刚才已经谈到，就是 engagement center 这个 engagement 是很难翻译的。那我们暂时也没有其他的译法，所以暂时先把它翻作事务参与中心。所以在北京，我们有一个 Beijing Engagement Center。那我们暂时翻成的是北京事务参与中心。下面一个呢，就是 registry。那么这个词呢？ 我们以前翻成的是注册管理机构，但是后来我们根据当地的一些注册服务机构啊，或者是一些社群成员进行交流过之后，他们都说这个在国内用的是比较多的是注册局，所以我们现在暂时采取的翻译是 注册局，下面一个呢就是registrar。那这个词呢，也是我们一直都是翻的注册商，到现在为止，在 ICANN 的所有官方文件上也是采取的注册商。但是我知道在国内有另外一种方法叫做注册服务机构。那我们现在就是在 ICANN 的官方网站上还是使用注册商，暂时使用这一点。那么至于以后会不会换成注册服务机构，我们还需要进行另进一步的商榷。 下面一个呢，就是 domain transfer。那么关键呢是在 transfer 这个词上，在国内是有两种译法的，一种是迁移，一种是转让。那在现在在 ICANN 的官方网站上，我们采取的是迁移这个翻译方法，也就是域名迁移。然后下面一个就是 AAO adjacency attestation。我们也没有很好的译法，暂时需要同社群进行交流。 那暂时我们采取的翻译呢是临接声明。最后一个就是 thick and thin who is， thick 它是表示的就是 who is 的数据比较完全。那 thin 呢就是比较简要的一些who is 的数据。暂时呢我们没有很好的方法，所以暂时翻成增强型和减弱型的 who is。这就是我想要说的。好的，谢谢。
So no comment on the Chinese, and unfortunately I can't comment either. But thank you, Jesse. Thanks very much. Oh, there's a So Sausan will tackle the Arabic, and what shows on the screen is one of the major issues we face with Arabic, which is either that the script doesn't display. This is the first time I see squares, frankly, but it either displays in the wrong order or it displays in funny fonts. So Sausan, if you can start, please.
This is Sausan Al-Dawoodi. I am one of the Arabic interpreter and translators with ICANN. It was my pleasure and honored me to be engaged with this project maybe a little bit later of my other colleagues, but we did a great job. I would like to thank the individuals who worked with Muna, Fahed, Mahmoud, Mr. Tijani, and supervised by Noura, Hamid, and my supervisor, Christina, and Ricardo, of course. I was asked to provide the most contested terms yesterday, but I could brief the main challenges that the Arabic interpreter and translator face while working on the material of ICANN. And one of them is the Arabic language is unique in many aspects, and the abbreviation approach that used very widely in the English language cannot be applied in the Arabic. Like, for example, I gave an example for CCTLD, which is country court top level domain. We translated into نطاق المستوى الأعلى لرموز البلدان. So for this Arabic sentences that cannot be appeared in the slide, which I will address this technical issues in the, at the end, this is can't be adopted or implemented with the abbreviation approach. That's why for the second point, we tend to keep the English abbreviations or the acronyms that used by the ICANN, assuming first that people who are addressed with these documents are familiar with these abbreviations and these English letters. And if we have two in some occasions, we can add a footnote at the bottom of the of each page explaining each term. Although I tend myself in written translation when I write these English letters or abbreviations, I try to write the translation in English and in Arabic. What are these letters referred to? And then I do write the Arabic translation for it, of course. The second point at large, it is referring to organizations in the international on the international levels and all part of the world. If I have to translate that, I need to write a paragraph to explain that. So also in this in these cases or in such cases, I used to maintain the English term that used like at large. I give this is one of the example of many of hundreds of examples that I am facing while translating. The most also contested terms that I am facing while translating the written documents I am assigned to do that to work on is the registry, which means the in Arabic sigil and registration, tasjil, registrar, al musajjil, or the person, and then the registrant al musajjal. If you it can the Arabic words can't be appear, it's omitted. It's although I remember I sent it yesterday, it can't be I have to, in Arabic language, we are using some other signs within the letters that affects the pronunciation and then affects the meaning of the word at the end. So I have to give it another thought and another a double or double check and review before submitting the translation, because I need to make sure that I use the right word and the right translation at the end and the right meaning meant to be. Also, because of the Arabic language is written from the right side to the left side and the opposite way of the English from the left to the right, it requires a specific hardware setting in the computer that I'm using, because when I have to include the English term within the Arabic sentence, it needs a specific movements and clicks on some keys to maintain that. Although I do that, but when I upload these things on the website, for example, the Quizlet page within ICANN website, I'm facing problems because the order of the words are messed up. So the final sentence, sometimes it doesn't make sense when you read it. It looks very awkward. So that's why it needs to be addressed technically, and some technical steps need to be taken by people in charge, people, professional people, especially in this kind of things, to get the final correct shape of the sentence or the translation of the specific sentence. So this is the main issues that I'm facing while I'm in within my work in translation, written translation of ICANN documents. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sosan. We have had a problem throughout ICANN with Arabic script and Arabic translations. And unfortunately, this was misinterpreted many times by the community as a neglect of Arabic language. And it's not the case. It's, as you mentioned, technically Arabic script can be very problematic. And so we are going to seek the help of community members from the Arab world to put a list of guidelines and advice on people who are using Arabic script in their presentations or in their web announcements, for example, so that they can learn how to avoid the problems that come up with Arabic script. Do we have any questions? I would like to thank everybody who participated remotely and who participated also in the work that our language experts did. I believe that after we publish this draft of the glossaries, we will seek your comments, and then we will publish a final draft probably within a month. We are planning to review the glossaries once a year, not in a big project like this one, but just amongst ourselves, and we always look to the community for their suggestions and input. Thank you all.